We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. When I say 60 seconds, I mean 60 seconds.
Okay. I'm timing it then.
We don't have a lot of time for any hijinks or nonsense.
Hijinks. Tomfoolery.
Yeah, all the stuff that we normally do. Instead, we have something different today. Something serious. And we have to go quickly. We have two audio clips. And we only have time to play one of them.
Oh, no!
Come on.
We only have 30 more seconds.
You guys get to pick. It's called Which Clip Is It?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
First clip is Wife Finds Brilliant Way to Break the News That She Dented the Family Car. Or clip two, Parrot Sings Along to Led Zeppelin.
Oh, hands down, Parrot.
Which clip is it? Let's put it to a vote.
We gotta hurry.
Alexis, who's your vote
going
for?
Number one, obviously.
The woman with a car?
I hate birds.
Don't talk about it.
Okay, sorry, right.
It's just such a stereotype. Like,
Jose,
a woman can't.
My vote is one. Now let's go.
Okay, fine.
We're doing it. Without further ado,
you
voted for it.
Number one.
Let's listen to a wife breaking the news about denting the family car.
Hey. So remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
That's pretty funny.
It's all we. I like that.
Now, full disclosure, I have listened to both clips and you guys did choose wrong, but that's okay. That was Which Clip Is It?
Sorry, we're like at a minute 30 at this point, so I'm just saying.
That was your fault. You guys have been delaying us.
I knew it.
Text in to 78592. Should we do this again, or is this the dumbest segment we've ever tried? And remember, if you like it, text in WCII yes. If you don't like it, text in WCII no. Which clip is it?
Oh, yeah. So bad.
The only thing worse than WCII is the SCQOD.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shot caller question.
Shot caller question of the day. You know. We have a bucket full of names. We're drawing one out to see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get shocked as punishment. It's that simple. Text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Jose's drawing a name out of the bucket because he had the shot caller last. And who'd you get, Jose?
I got Jose Teacup Booty
Bolaños. Teacup Booty.
You got that little booty.
All right, Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Back in the 70s, the president of the Mattel Toy Company had a huge opportunity to purchase the rights to the Star Wars toy line.
Oh, man.
For just $750,000, they could have handled all the toys for one of the biggest franchises in movie history. But at the time, Star Wars was an unproven commodity, and $750,000 was an exorbitant sum for that type of risk.
Yeah.
So they passed and instead created a new line of toys to compete against Star Wars, which was popular at the time. What toy line am I talking about?
Whoa, Mattel? Did he say 70s, right?
That's the 70s,
Late 70s.
The very end of the 70s.
Right. Yeah, late 70s, very early end.
80s. My instinct at first, and this is wrong, was Hot Wheels, but those are like the 50s or something.
I don't know. Are they that old?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Like, I think it was like an old Corvette.
I could see Hot Wheels.
I think if they're trying to compete against Star Wars, though, it's going to be something that's similar to that.
In space
and like big suit, like big heroes, things like that instead of cars.
See, I think I understand what you're saying where they want to do like a Star Wars knockoff, but I think the whole point of them not taking the brand is that they didn't think that it was connecting with kids. I think more than anything, they were looking for something that was unisex, right? That would play to both boy and girls.
That doesn't sound like Mattel at all.
No,
yeah. I'm just saying, like Hot Wheels was one.
No, but see, that's more for boys.
It wasn't back then, though. I had Hot Wheels. It was not sold that way. Yeah. I mean, I think in the 90s, things got kind of, I don't know.
That's why Mattel made Ken, so that the boys would play with Barbie, too.
Maybe, honestly.
Okay, so maybe they go the other way. Maybe they think, Star Wars was too, like, dark. Right?
Okay.
So maybe they go the other way and they invent the Care Bears or they bring in Cabbage Patch Dolls, My Little Pony. I mean,
that is good.
Those are all 80s iconic toys.
That's a good thought.
They think the boys are going to buy or the dark action that's going to be this. We can have a sweet lovey doll.
If you're going to go with storylines, Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, that's loved her. Yeah. She had movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's get the question one more time.
The president of Mattel passed up the opportunity of a lifetime when he balked at buying the rights to the Star Wars toys in 1970. Hmm. In response, he instructed his team to create a new line of toys, and their creation became incredibly popular as well. Not even close to Star Wars popular, but they had their moment. Mm-hmm. What toy line am I talking about?
Okay, so now I can't stop thinking about My Little Pony, Cabbage Patch.
So I'm thinking Care Bear, because like the Care Bear stare is just like the laser beams that you would get from a lightsaber or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it's like the opposite. It's like the fuzzy, warm Star Wars.
It's not like the dark side. It's like wax old hands and shoot rainbows at them.
Totally.
I think it's going to be in the same line of being for boys. Like, I think they're going to try and do a different competing market that would over, they thought would overtake Star Wars.
Okay.
Something
okay.
in the 80s like the Thundercats.
Ooh.
Or He-Man.
Transformers.
Yeah. Transformers. If, those are good too.
What about, how old are G.I. Joes?
Those are same thing, I think 50s.
Are they really old?
G.I. Joes is a long time.
From like the World Wars, I think, that spurred that.
I think of things in the 80s that were big. Care Bears, I think, was one of them. But I think of
Transformers
Thundercats.
Transformers is a great idea.
That's what I'm thinking is Transformers.
Because it's very like spaceship looking.
And they were in space.
But he mentioned Transformers. He said in his question that it was not nearly as successful as Star Wars. And Transformers is huge.
But it's not as successful as, I mean, you can't say really anything is as successful
as had like Star 12 Wars. Transformer movies.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. Transformers is too successful, so I'm gonna go. I like his logic. I think Thundercats.
Terrible decision.
It's like a knockoff Transformers.
As I've mentioned earlier, in the 1970s, the toy company Mattel passed on purchasing the rights to all the Star Wars toys for a mere $750,000. Mm. Instead, they came up with a different line of toys that also became very popular at the time, spawning cartoons, merchandise, and multiple movies. Mm-hmm. The series was based off of one main character who would be much greater than Luke Skywalker. In fact, he would be the master of the universe, and that's none other than He-Man.
I thought that, but I'm like, no, there wasn't like a lot of other characters other than He-Man.
I would have thought He-Man was a cartoon first before it was a toy. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Jose, I have a choice for you to sing. Since you got it wrong, you're going to get shocked. You can sing the He-Man theme. Do you know that one?
I don't really remember, no.
Okay, you won't be singing that. Like you're going to be singing Africa by Toto.
Yay!
Yes! We know that one.
Which should be the He-Man theme.
Here we go.
It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. I bless the rains down in Africa.
I really enjoyed that.
I love that
song. My God. That should be the theme of every show.
Every.
Yeah.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.